It's Monday the 22nd of December and I'm Tonataka Vila with your 5 p.m. news. The Ministry of International Relations and Trade has raised concerns over a new United States pilot program that could require some Namibians to pay visa bonds of up to $15,000 for certain travel visas. Government says it respects U.S. immigration policy but fears the move could hurt travel and people-to-people ties. Authorities say talks with Washington have been planned. We reached out to Hospitality Association of Namibia CEO Gita Pet told for comment.
Our nationals who will have to attend certain functions, I mean, United Nations function being based in New York, events that are official that require attendance, the Conference of Parties for the United Nations, for instance, would all become very, very expensive, if not unattainable for Namibians to acquire. So I really sincerely hope that the two nations will come to some form of agreement in terms of the visa bonds. We do understand that the United States would want to prohibit illegal immigrants to come to the United States, but it's almost unheard of. Fees that are being charged will really stop any kind of travel, which I don't think is the idea of a global society. So a bit of a concern.
SDG Namibia One Fund has committed up to 95 million Namibia dollars to support the Zero Molecules Walvis Bay project, a planned industrial-scale green ammonia facility in the Irongo region. The funding, according to publisher Namibia Mining and Energy, will cover development and feasibility work ahead of a final investment decision in 2027, with commercial operations expected by 2030. In regional news, the African Unite Borders Bus Trucks Association has cautioned bus operators not to breach safety regulations and undermine South Africa's law enforcement. A bus traveling from KwaZulu-Natal to Zimbabwe was intercepted at a weighbridge in Limpopo yesterday. The bus was certified to carry 63 passengers but had 82 occupants. The association's chairperson, Mukwati Pumudzo.
We are calling to the CEO of the CBRTA to take actions against this corrupt official who collect bribery in a form of spot fine and to let bus to go with an overloaded, which put risk of their passengers' lives and collapse RAF and healthcare facilities.
And the United States has intercepted a third tanker near Venezuela in under 2 weeks as part of its intensified oil blockade. The Bella One, under U.S. sanctions, was boarded while heading to Venezuela following earlier actions against these Centuries and Skipper tankers. The move, according to New China News, comes after President Donald Trump ordered a full blockade of sanctioned Venezuelan vessels. Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.